right ear.
The Scotty K Show.
I don't know if you heard this the other day. So we had the big storms the last weekend.
Uh-huh.
We had a transformer blow up in our backyard. So basically there was a big explosion and I had to call the fire department and then I had to call ComEd and it was a whole thing, right? But I think one thing that we got lucky with is none of it hit our house.
That was very lucky.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God. In my head, all I could think was, if there's a tree in my roof, who do I call?
Valid question.
I honestly have no idea who I would call if there's a tree in my roof.
So I have a company that can remove the tree, but I would think first you'd probably have to call insurance or the fire department. I have no idea.
That's what I'm saying. I have no idea. And so I started to think, one, I was thinking about that. Two, I also started to think about that. I think there's a lot of things that I don't know. If it happens, who I'm supposed to call first.
Yeah, that's actually very true.
So I thought that we should make a list of things that maybe until it happened to you, you had no idea who you should call. So if you had something, you're like, hey, Scotty, if blank happens, you need to call so-and-so.
Your instinct would have to be 911, right? Like that would just be anybody's instinct.
That would be the instinct is I would call, but then I assume they would tell me to call. They would give me the process, right? Okay, you need to call so-and-so and so-and-so.
They don't know. Do they know who you call for a tree in your roof? I don't know.
I don't know. Who knows? Who knows who you're supposed to call? What is it?
You call the non-emergency village number first.
Is this for the tree in my roof?
Yes. You call them first, and then they will call ComEd or whomever or 911 or fire.
What's the non-emergency? What is that? 311? Is that it?
Well, I don't live in Chicago, but 311 in Chicago, and then in the suburbs, there's a separate number for each village.
Oh, I'm in Park Ridge. I don't know my non-emergency number.
Yeah, you should know it, because I do call it a lot. You call it for, like, stray, like, raccoons in the daytime.
Really?
You call it for all kinds of things.
Oh, so this is a number I need to know. See, this is what I'm saying. You don't know what you don't know. I didn't know I didn't know that.
You call it for the lady in your backyard who has a chicken coop and they have roosters that are clucking at 5 in the morning.
This sounds
you
personal.
You call them for everything.
It sounds very personal. Awesome. Thank you so much for calling. That's good to know. I was like, I don't have a rooster lady. All right, Diana, who do you call for what?
I would think you would call a tree service.
You would think or you know?
Okay, I'm a thinking, I guess.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Thank you for wanting to help. I appreciate
you. Sorry about that.
That's very funny. Okay. Hi, Leanne.
I am a licensed property manager. I heard you talking about emergencies and who to call.
Yeah.
I always know who to call because of my job.
All right. So give me a scenario that somebody might not know who to call for.
Okay. You know, we just had big storms and roofs blew off of buildings.
Okay. So if you lose your whole roof, who do you call? I assume somebody with a big tarp, right?
Yeah, first thing you do is call somebody is going to tarp off your roof.
Yeah.
Your next step is you're going to call your insurance company, and you're going to go take pictures of what happened.
Got it. Okay, so tarp guy, then insurance if you lose your roof. Got it. Awesome. Thank you. All right, Sam, what do you got for me?
I just was calling to comment on that tree on the roof. You call us at T&M Tree Service.
There you go. Listen, I was looking for a good plug of a tree service company. T&M Tree Service, I appreciate you.
Yeah, out of Lyle, Illinois.
There we go, and I appreciate it. Thank you. If I can help out a small business, I got you. Life's like a road that you